SRN News. I'm Tayshia Stevens. The man accused in a golf course assassination attempt on former President Trump pleads not guilty. 58-year-old Ryan Ruth appeared in a Florida federal court Monday to be arraigned on charges including attempted assassination of a major presidential candidate. He will remain in jail while he awaits trial. Tonight's vice presidential debate could feature some sharp exchanges. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
Governor Tim Walz made national headlines by calling the Republican ticket weird. Senator J.D. Vance has repeatedly labeled his Democratic rivals as extreme liberals. After criticizing each other from afar, the two VP nominees will face each other for 90 minutes on the debate stage. Tonight's face-off comes 5 weeks before Election Day and with polls showing a neck-and-neck race. Greg Clugston, New York.
Also at SRNNews.com, a dock workers' strike could shut down East End Gulf ports that handle half of the nation's ship cargo.
U.S. ports from Maine to Texas could shut down Tuesday if a union representing about 45,000 dock workers carries through with the threatened strike. The International Longshoremen's Association is demanding significantly higher wages. The union also wants a total ban on the automation of cranes, gates, and container-moving trucks that are used in the loading and unloading of freight at 36 U.S. ports. Those ports handle roughly half of the nation's cargo from ships. The contract with the Maritime Alliance, which represents the ports, expires on Tuesday. The two sides haven't held negotiations since June. I'm Norman Hall.
A state judge is striking down Georgia's six-week abortion ban. The decision allows the procedure to resume. It makes abortions legal up to 22 weeks of pregnancy. Fulton County Superior Court Judge Robert McBurney issued that order on Monday. This says abortions must be regulated the way they were before the law took effect. This is SRN News. So-called Evangelicals for Harris launches another attack ad. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
For the second time, the Political Action Committee is putting out a video making it look as though the late Billy Graham is criticizing Donald Trump. The latest spot juxtaposes footage of Graham's sermons on greed with clips of the former president. Billy's son Franklin is not happy about it, saying that when his father was alive, he, quote, appreciated the conservative values and policies of President Trump. Evangelicals for Harris is spending over $1 million on the campaign. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
International rights groups say Nicaragua is sliding into authoritarianism as the government shuts down more than 1,500 nonprofits, about half of which are churches and ministries. The August closures were the latest in a long-running crackdown on religious groups, some of the last influential independent organizations in that country. This is SRN News. In Austria's elections, the Freedom Party secures a victory ahead of the governing conservatives after tapping into anger about mass immigration, inflation, Ukraine, and other issues. Correspondent Karen Shamas has more.
Herbert Kickl, who has led the party since 2021, wants to become Austria's new chancellor. But to achieve that, he would need a coalition partner to command a majority in the lower house of parliament. And a win isn't certain, with recent polls pointing to a close race.
Music streaming service Spotify was down temporarily on Sunday. More than 40,000 people reported outages with that platform on downdetector.com, which allows users to report problems. Millions use Spotify. It was the largest streaming service in 2023. Well, power outages from Hurricane Helene are still impacting much of the South. Around 650,000 without power in South Carolina. North Carolina's 350,000. More details at srnnews.com.